Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Let's dive in.
Okay, first up, we're heading to the White House. There's a plan for a big construction project. We're talking a $200 million ballroom addition to the East Wing. It's privately funded.
Wow, $200 million privately funded.
Yeah, 90,000 square feet, aiming for 2029. The idea is to host bigger events without needing those outdoor tents all the time. Now, supporters say it's practical for the long run for future presidents. But, you know, critics have concerns. Some see it as overly flashy, especially with budget cuts elsewhere. Others worry about the impact on the historic building itself. And there are questions about transparency, who these anonymous donors are, security implications. And interestingly, the White House isn't covered by some historic preservation acts.
That's a key point, the exemption. So it raises questions about oversight, doesn't it? Especially with private money involved.
Exactly. It bypasses some of the usual public scrutiny you'd expect for a federal project of this scale on such an iconic building.
So a good discussion point for you with students might be, how do you decide if a big change to a place like that, a historic place, is respectful? And maybe touch on that transparency angle with the private funding.
Good points.
Okay,
next let's shift gears. We're going to Helsinki, Finland. They've achieved something pretty remarkable. Zero fatal car accidents between July 2024 and July 2025.
Zero. In a whole year. For a city.
Zero. It's a huge contrast to cities of similar size in the U.S. And they actually won a European Road Safety Award for it.
That's incredible. How did they manage that?
Well, it wasn't just one thing. It was a whole strategy. Lower average speed limits, like 30 kilometers per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Narrower car lanes to discourage speeding. Big investments in public transport and bike lanes, too. And they have this progressive fine system. Speeding tickets are based on your income.
Ah, right. The fine fits the wallet, essentially. So it's a whole package deal.
It really is. It's about prioritizing pedestrians and cyclists, making the whole environment safer, not just focusing on car speed. It's a cultural shift, really.
Makes sense. So for your students, maybe ask, what changes could make transport safer right here in our community? For everyone, and you could explore how community priorities shape these kinds of policies.
Definitely. Now, a more serious topic. The wildfires raging across southern Europe, it's driven by this intense heat wave, long drought conditions, and, well, climate change is a major factor.
Yeah, we've been seeing those headlines. That sounds devastating.
It is. Blazes in at least 10 Mediterranean countries. There have been fatalities. Dozens injured, thousands evacuated. Temperatures have just soared. And here's a worrying statistic. Europe is warming at twice the global average rate. That really increases the risk of these extreme events.
Twice the global average. Wow. That really puts it into perspective. It's not just a bad summer then.
No, it underlines the connection between these immediate awful events and the longer-term climate trends. It's a pattern we're seeing become more frequent, more intense.
So talking points with kids could be, how do events like these wildfires make you think about the environment and maybe about your own role? And it's a chance to talk about the difference between, you know, daily weather and those bigger climate patterns.
Right. Okay, let's shift to something a bit more uplifting. This is a story about a 9-year-old boy in Illinois, Ethan Wargo. Instead of a lemonade stand, he set up a compliment stand.
A compliment stand. That's lovely.
Yeah, inspired by a book, apparently. He spends hours, sometimes up to 5 hours a day, just offering free praise to people walking by.
Just giving compliments for free.
For free. Though people are so touched, many apparently give him tips anyway. But he's not asking for money. Just wants to spread kindness, make someone's day better with a nice word.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a simple, powerful idea.
It really shows how small acts, genuine positivity, can ripple outwards, doesn't it?
Definitely. So a great question for students. If you could give anyone a compliment, who would it be? What would you say? And it just opens up that talk about how small kindnesses really do matter in a community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another article students read touches on a quote from Magic Johnson. The quote is, "Talent is never enough. With few exceptions, the best players are the hardest workers."
Ah, that's a classic one. Talent versus hard work.
Exactly. The piece talks about his amazing basketball career, you know, 5 NBA championships, but also his huge impact off the court, like his announcement about his HIV diagnosis that did so much to raise awareness globally, fight stigma.
Absolutely. He used his platform in a massive way.
He really did. And after retiring, he became this successful businessman, philanthropist, still heavily involved in HIV's research and education.
So this story isn't just about sports.
Not at all. It's about perseverance, using your influence.
So you could ask students, how important is hard work versus natural talent for reaching your goals? And discuss that idea of using your platform, whatever it is, for positive change.
Good angle. And finally, let's tackle a common dietary question. Protein for vegans and vegetarians. Nutritionists featured in an article suggest that actually most vegans and vegetarians in developed countries are likely getting enough protein.
Oh, interesting. Because you always hear concerns about protein deficiency.
Right. Exactly. It sort of debunks that common fear. Studies cited show vegans often eat about 70% more protein than the average daily need, which is around 42 grams.
70% more. So the worry might be misplaced.
It seems so. The nutrient that most Americans, vegan or not, are actually lacking tends to be fiber.
Ah, fiber. Okay. That's a bit of a twist.
It is. It suggests the focus should maybe be less on just protein and more on overall balanced nutrition variety, getting enough fiber from plant sources.
Right. So for a discussion, what things do you think about when choosing foods? It can lead into talking about balanced diets, you know, looking at actual nutritional info rather than just common assumptions. Okay, that wraps up our look at some of the topics students are exploring today via The Juice. We hope these quick summaries and maybe some of those discussion ideas are helpful for your conversations with the young people in your life. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.